This is a second in a three-part homily series on taking a simple action, a simple practice in our Catholic faith, and approaching it with a mission mindset. So the idea behind this mission approach to fasting is typically when we look at fasting, it's maybe a little narrow perspective, right? We only look at it one time a year with seriousness, Lent. And most often we take fasting into our own, like our own benefit. That's not a bad thing, by the way. Fasting is helpful in growing in closeness to God. But what I'm proposing is that we take this and expand on this idea. So that this common Catholic practice, it's not just for Lent, and it's not just for myself. That this can be something we can practice outside of Lent and for the benefits of the larger family. So this is a mission mindset to something we normally do in our Catholic faith. So what I'm going to do is look at these three readings and how they relate to a mission mindset to fasting. So the three words related to the three readings is action or urgency. That's related to the gospel worship. And that's related to the second reading, first reading, and then intercession as related to the second reading. Okay, so action, worship, and intercession. So first, action. What's happening in this parable Jesus is telling? Well, you see a steward who was dishonest. Perhaps it says he was squandering, because that image of squandering means it's kind of like taking advantage, not really utilizing the resources there, and perhaps being a little lazy. What you see is this steward making a 180, because now he sees, wow, my life is on the line, so to speak. And he takes action, immediate, quick, and effective action. And the master's like, oh, wow, well there you go. We don't necessarily need to get into all the details, like what's actually happening, but I just want to focus on one aspect, the urgency. The urgency that the steward takes. When it comes to matters of the world, like urgency is a common thing, and you see that in work, when you're trying to get a promotion, when you're trying to get a job, there's like this high energy, high intentionality, high activity. Or at school, whenever you're trying to get a grade, you're trying to accomplish something, right? There's this high focus, high energy, high this. But typically when it comes to faith, let's be honest, generally no urgency. Can you think of a time in your faith where you applied the same intentionality, the same effort, the same energy as to school, work, or your other hobbies or pursuits? Right? It's not uncommon that there's such a huge gap, and I see in this parable, this action and activity. I was reminded of a Catholic author who came to speak in Baton Rouge. Now, the previous two masses, I mentioned his book, and I didn't see one single hand raised. So maybe 9:30, you're going to break the mold, all right? The author is Kevin Wells, and he published a book recently, The Priests We Need to Save the Church. Has anyone read this? Can I get one hand? Oh, boy. Well, it's a good book, all right? The premise of this book is that Kevin Wells, he's writing in the wake of some of these, you know, these scandals surrounding the clergy and priests. And his thesis is that when the priests are kind of sitting on their heels, when the priests are kind of living a bachelor lifestyle, so to speak, when the priests are not really taking seriously the Catholic faith, that has a massive impact. On the flip side, when a priest is intentional, a priest is entering in to that suffering of Jesus for the sake of his flock, he says radical things happen. He gives the example of his uncle, Monsignor Tommy Wells, who responded to the kind of malaise in the 1970s with love and charity. In the 1970s, Father Monsignor Tommy Wells was walking in the neighborhood. This is in the height of the Woodstock culture. And parents would come to him and say, hey, Father Tommy, our kids are not coming to church. They stopped coming to church. And Monsignor Tommy would respond, where is your faith? Where is your faith? If you have faith in your hippie kids that God loves them more than you do and that God can bring them back to the church, he said, I will work with your kids. And so 50 years later, every one of those hippie kids is still active in their Catholic faith because someone did something. Okay. And this is speaking to a common response we have to the problems in the world or the problems in your own family. It's kind of like this hand wringing. Oh no, poor me, poor us. You know, we look at the world and we say, oh, everything's going down, everything's going bad. And we just sit there and kind of like mourn, complain, self-pity, right? We lack an urgency. And so that's what's being proposed. Again, in his presentation to Baton Rouge priests, Kevin Wells, he shares that it's when he speaks to families, it's like a funeral dirge. Parents come to him and say, my kids have stopped coming to church. We don't know what to do. And Kevin Wells, he says, this is my mission to tell you, mom and dads, you have to have skin in the game. He says, what I've seen that makes a difference is when parents are willing to make a small sacrifice to mortify just a little bit for their children, whether it's taking cold showers for love of their kids and praying in that, bring my son back to church. God cooperates when we have skin in the game, when we're willing to own some of that discomfort, when we're willing to own, right? And what? Mission fasting, what is it? It's not just praying with your soul. It's praying with your body. It's as Paul says, to make your body a living sacrifice. And there's something powerful about that. But the first step, it's taking action for your faith. Okay, first, action. But second, worship. Just like last week, I reminded you, every mission has to start where? The Father's love. The Father's love, right? Worship. We can't disconnect our fasting to God, who is the source of love, the source of change, the source of any renewal in our church. And this relates to the first reading, where you see the people casting off the Sabbath. Let's get rid of this worship so we can make some money. And the Lord is anticipating kind of the destruction that will come upon them because they cut themselves off at the knee. Well, Cardinal Ratzinger, future Pope Benedict XVI, wrote in Spirit of the Liturgy, in all religions, sacrifice is at the heart of worship. In all religions, sacrifice is at the heart of worship. So what happens whenever we take this common Catholic practice, fasting, and we choose to do that for love, not just, you know, for my own benefit, but we choose to do that for a mission, for my family, for my community, for our country. Not only are you taking the love of Jesus for the world and sharing in that, but that day where you make that fast, whether from food, from screens, or from something else, what you are doing, you're making that day an act, a day of worship. Again, in all religions, sacrifice is at the heart of worship. When I mention worship to Catholics, we're kind of mystified. What is that? What is that? You know, we think of Eucharistic adoration. That is worship. We think of, you know, like singing songs I like to God. That is worship. But there's another way to worship God with your body. And that is through fasting. Through fasting. Just like last week I talked about, Jesus emptied himself to come down to this earth. In fasting, we empty ourselves to commune with God, to receive the Father's love. Worship of our God. Okay. Action, worship, intercession. Okay. You ever notice in the second reading, the Bible is pretty clear. There is one God. There is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. Catholics, why do you pray to saints? You ever got that question before? You know what's beautiful? The answer is in the same reading. Look at the first part of the reading. First of all, Paul writes, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered to everyone. What is Paul asking you to be? He's asking you to be a little mediator. There is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. But in God's love, he wants you to participate in that mediation. And that's why we can and our prayers are effective for our loved ones. But you know what makes your prayers more effective? Fasting. Fasting. Like I mentioned last week, Mark chapter 9, Jesus says in some translations, when he cast out a demon, the disciples said, why could we not cast out this demon? Jesus says, this kind can only come out through prayer and fasting. But from the very beginning, the early saints, the fathers of the church, said that fasting is like coal that burns the incense of our prayers and making a sweet offering to God. It is like the coal in the incense of our prayer that makes a sweet offering to God. And we see this image of incense offered to God with prayer in Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. Another angel came and stood at the altar holding a gold censer. He was given a great quantity of incense to offer along with the prayers of the holy ones. On the gold altar that was before the throne, the smoke of the incense along with the prayers of the holy ones went up before God from the hand of the angel. So why is that? I believe one reason is that fasting, it engages your whole being. Prayer, intercessory prayer by itself, is mainly an act of the soul, a spiritual effort. Fasting, what you're doing, you're saying with your whole being, a total sacrifice. You're offering this total effort. Just like Jesus. He could have forgiven our sins by a spiritual act. Like he said, your sins are forgiven. Why couldn't he forgive the sins of the whole world similarly? It's through because he wanted to redeem us in his body to show the depths of God's love. But also to show us that we can make our bodies part of our prayer. That's what fasting does. It's making its coal to the incense of your prayer to make a sweet offering to God. Okay. Now again, I'm mentioning fasting. Right now we're doing a series on fasting. In October, we're going to have an invitation for a parish initiative of fasting to bring back our parish family to church. Okay, so right now you're just listening and taking this in and thinking about this. But in October, I'm going to open up a parish initiative for us to fast for our parish family to come back to church. But right now, these three things, which of them stands out to you? Action. Do you feel God inviting you to take some urgency in your faith? To step out where perhaps you've been staying back? Worship. Do you feel God inviting you to be more intentional about showing your love for God, more than just with your soul, but with your body as well? Intercession. Do you feel God inviting you to join in his one mediatorship? To perhaps start interceding for family, interceding for our community, interceding for our country, interceding for our world. Let's pray that responding to God's call with action, worship, and intercession, we may witness this love of God that changes lives. Amen.